This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Ahead of the November 6th election, VPR is interviewing all the candidates on the ballot for statewide and federal office. Vermont Edition has the major party candidates, and today we're hearing from H. Brooke Page, the Republican candidate for Vermont Secretary of State. Page has a unique history as a candidate, running for several different offices for several different parties over the years. And in the August primary, he ran for and won a total of 6 primary races on the Republican ticket. VPR's Bob Kinzel asked Page why he ran in 6 different races and why he chose to pursue only Secretary of State.
The reason that I was running in all of these races was and in 2 prior races, I actually ran as a Democrat for governor and attorney general, was to point out a major flaw we have in our election process, and that's the fact that we have open primaries. Open primaries allows anybody to run for any office under any party moniker and for anybody to vote in any primary. You know, they give you 3 ballots. You pick out which one you want. And so there's been a lot of intrigue involved where since 2002, in fact, not a single Republican race, a primary race, was won in its entirety by Republicans. Democrat partisans have regularly come over, grabbed the Republican ballots and written in all the Democratic published candidates from their ballot, taking many and as many as 2 and 3 of those seats away from the Republicans. And if they had been blank and nobody had been written in or not written in sufficient quantities to win the primary, the parties would have the right, this thing by nomination by committee, to select candidates to run in the general election, which is exactly what happened this time.
Do you want to do away with the primary system altogether and go to party caucuses?
Exactly right, as we've talked about before. A party caucus system, and I don't think I envision the chaos they do in Iowa where they're in an auditorium running around to tables or whatever. I don't even fully understand what that is. But my thought is and each party would make up its own rules for how they would conduct the primary process. But I envision that the county committees would have a significant say, sending delegates to a statewide convention. The hopefuls who were seeking their nomination to be the party party champion in the general election would go to each of the county committees and sell their case. County committees would then consider the folks that have come and applied for the job with them, if you like. And then the county committees would decide who their delegates would vote for at the state convention. In the end of the day, the state convention would decide on its slate of candidates. They would then buy the process we currently used in this last primary. Nomination by committee would submit their slate of candidates for the general election to the Secretary of State's office.
So what do you say to those people who say that this caucus system is undemocratic? And I mean that with a small d.
Mm-hmm. I can think of a few things less democratic than what we're doing now. I referred to in the past, and I'll stick with it, that our current primary system is little more than a dog and pony show or the dance of the prancing ponies, if you like. The parties don't like to have contested elections. They only want one person running for each thing in their primary. So it becomes little more than some sort of Russian election where there's only one person to vote for. You check all the boxes and turn it in. Interestingly, if anybody took note of the Progressive Party ballot, this time out, in most areas of the state, it was a blank sheet of paper with just the offices written in and a place to write in a candidate if you chose to do so. Realize that the democracy part comes in the general election. And so not only would you have the chosen candidates from the parties, but you would still have the opportunity for independents to go out and petition, as they do now, get their 500 signatures or 100 signatures or 50 signatures to be included in general election ballot, just as they do currently. So you'd still have a vibrant general election ballot for folks to select folks, candidates from.
Let me ask you about Vermont's early voting system. It's the most lenient of any state in the country. You can vote 45 days before an election. Is that a good system?
It comes out of the idea for overseas and military voters, which The federal law requires that they have 45 days in order to get the ballots out and get the ballots back so they can participate in the elections here in the state. But I think that the early voting is a step too far, if you like. I mean, we've always had absentee voting, which, you know, if you had a good reason why you couldn't go to the polls, you could send an absentee ballot in. And I think, you know, that's certainly worthy. If somebody's working or working out of state for a couple of days, we don't want them to be excluded. But I think the idea that at any time within 45 days you can kind of, you know, send it in, bring it in, whatever, creates a problem, because as we're doing here now, we're at the 17th of October, and folks are just starting to find out about what I and many of the other candidates are about. And if you've already voted, you know, days ago, or, you know, or you're voting really without the necessary information to make an informed choice. Early voting, I think, is really more of a partisan tool for especially the Democratic Party and maybe the Progressive Party.
In what way?
Well, it encourages people to just go and vote because they're going to grab their ballot and look for all the D's or the P's or the R's and just check them off regardless of who those people are. You know, I mean, this is supposed to be more than a ratification of your party loyalty. It's supposed to be about selecting candidates and figuring out what they're all about before you go to the ballot box.
Doesn't it help every party?
I guess it. I'm not singling out the Democrats or the Republicans, although the Democrats seem to be the ones that are really, you know, enthusiastic about it. And I mean, it makes more sense to, you know, wait. You know, it's like buying a new car. You know, the day the new model comes out, you know, I'm not down at the showroom with plunking down my cash. I want to find out what Consumer Report has to say about the car and find out if the wheels are going to stay on for 5 years. And in a similar vein, you want to find out what these candidates are all about before you go and vote for them, or at least I would hope you would. You know, the other big thing we didn't mention earlier I want to get in is the primary process here in Vermont costs us about $300,000 in an off presidential year and about another $100,000 in a presidential year. And if it's accomplishing nothing, or it can accomplish a lot more by being conducted by the parties, it makes a lot more sense than needlessly spending, you know, I guess $300,000 isn't a lot of money to a lot in government these days, but it still seems to be a reasonable amount to me, certainly money that could be spent elsewhere.
So in addition to changing the primary system and switching over to more of a caucus-based system, mm-hmm. What are some other priorities you have for this office?
In elections, I hear Mr. Condos talk about voter suppression. Oh, we can't have voter ID because somebody someplace might not be able to get the necessary documents together to be able to get a voter ID. An older person might not have a birth certificate or whatever. And these are small problems that could be easily resolved. The bigger voter suppression – And the one that Mr. Condos refuses to even think about is two forms. One, the fact that we rely on our jury pools are pulled from the voter list is a big problem, because there's many small business owners and sole proprietors who do not register to vote for fear of being called for jury duty, not understanding that jury duty is – You can reasonably get out of jury duty if you have pressing economic things. But most people don't understand that. I go out and get my own petition signed, not because I'm a glutton for punishment, but rather there's a great educational aspect to this. And over the years, I've probably gotten 3,000-4,000 signatures altogether. And I've had a good 20 or 30 people tell me, oh, no. I'm not registered to vote. I don't want to be registered, because I always have a voter registration form I'm whipping out about the time they tell me I'm not registered to vote. And they go, no, I don't want to, because I can't afford to be called for jury duty. Now, jury duty is also pulled from the DMV records. And my thought is it should be called exclusively from the DMV records, because driving is a privilege. And if in return for that privilege we decide you at least should have the opportunity to serve on jury duty, so be it. But voting is a right, and you shouldn't have your rights interfered with threat of economic reversal because of being called for jury duty.
Brooke Page is the Republican candidate for Secretary of State. Brooke, many thanks for coming by and talking with us today.
My pleasure. The time seems to just ramp right by.
That was Republican Secretary of State candidate H. Brooke Page speaking with VPR's Bob Kinzel. Page is running against incumbent Democrat Jim Condos in the November election. Page and Condos will debate the issues this Friday at noon on Vermont Edition. And you can email questions for those candidates to vermontedition@vpr.net.